So right now I am joined by Skylar Hawkins and Carl Solander. Skylar has got his banjo with him, and I'm very excited to have him on the show. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Ready to play some banjo.
Yeah. So tell us how you kind of got started playing this instrument and some old-timey tunes that you're going to be doing.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I was actually playing a lot of post-rock music.
Oh, and, man, that's a big switch.
big switch. And, yeah, I played a lot of drums back then, and I loved being in the rhythm position of a group. But at some point, I realized you couldn't really write a song on the drums. So I picked up a stringed instrument, which was a guitar to begin with. And I was doing mostly finger-picking stuff, and I couldn't figure out how to use a pick. And I found a cheap banjo and thought I'm already halfway there. So I grabbed it and started playing it, and made a lot more sense than a guitar. And then, yeah, I spent a year farming in New Zealand and brought a banjo with me there, and I had a ton of time to keep playing. So that was a big year for learning for me.
Yeah, so you're just going forward. You're not using the I don't even know what you call them, like the kind of thimble pick.
Yeah, any of that? Banjo picks. Yeah, I do a lot more clawhammer style music.
All right.
And that's because I err more on the side of fiddle tunes than I do with bluegrass tunes. So a lot of old, kind of what you'd hear at a square dance, really, or songs that are more than maybe 75 years old or so. You know, they don't always know who wrote them. They're just kind of in, they were made in the ether, and no one really knows how they started anymore.
That's kind of your expertise, Carl.
Yeah, well, I love clawhammer. And Will said you played fiddle as well?
I'm trying to figure out the fiddle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to play these fiddle tunes, and, you know, I figured out how to play them on my own without a fiddler around, but I just have so much respect for fiddlers and playing in ensembles with them, I figure I should probably try to figure out something about how to play it, and I think my idea is it'll make me a better banjo player, too, so.
So, I see your Finland co-op shirt. Do you live in Finland?
No.
No?
No, but I spent a summer at Round River Farm in Finland.
Okay.
And I had
well,
my banjo
I just
there
came
too.
In from the yard work.
His fingers are still covered in dirt.
Yeah.
So,
New Zealand, though. Did you find many old-time pickers in New Zealand?
No. Not really. But my banjo did break.
Oh.
And it was this tiny, tiny nut that I needed to keep playing. And I heard about a country music museum like 40 miles up the shore. So I hitchhiked up there, and the guy had the piece for my banjo. So
wow,
that was really lucky.
A country music museum in
New
Zealand?
And he was hungry to talk about fiddlers and banjos.
Sure.
So he was like, "You take all the pieces you need. You can have it." So that was cool.
And you're from Duluth originally, is that right?
I'm from Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis.
Yeah, but the last 3 years I was living in Duluth, and before getting to Duluth, banjo was something I really played on my own a lot. And moving to Duluth, I found a lot of other young people who were interested in fiddle tunes. And I thought I loved banjo before that, but learning old fiddle tunes from my friend Kyle and
Kyle Ola.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Clancy?
I know Clancy, yeah. I play with Kyle and Clancy down there from time to time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're just encyclopedias about these old tunes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to keep up with them, but they've taught me a lot. Yeah.
And, you were mentioning earlier about playing with some jug bands down there as well.
Yeah, so me and Kyle and my friends Soren and Charlotte, and it's kind of an ever-changing lineup in that band, but we play a lot of Memphis jug band tunes, and people love jug band music in Duluth, so we played the Battle of the Jug Bands, and we won it 1 year,
okay.
And we took back the Golden Skillet. And then we got to judge it the next year and pass it on to the next.
And the name of your band again was what?
That was the Clover Street Cronies.
Clover Street Cronies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where else do you play in Duluth?
Oh, let's see. We've played at Vikra a few times. We've played at Bent Paddle. Played at the Red Herring.
Okay.
But, it's kind of a low maintenance band. You know, there's a jug. And there's a bass, and there's a fiddle, and there's a banjo, so we can kind of play anywhere. So just playing on the street was always really fun, too, or house shows make for a really fun venue. So
as it's meant to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Just low and
jug band music has kind of seen a revival in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah. What do you think that's about? I can't explain it.
But. When I was young, it was almost, there were a couple, Jim Queskin and the Even Dozen Jug Band and a couple, but now there's jug bands all over the country, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. I love the music.
I think it's just people trying to get back to the roots of things, you know? Kind of like what they do at North House, I mean, to tie things back, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, have you heard the Dumpy Jug Bumpers?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They're some good friends, too.
And didn't we have that?
Yeah, we had Mumbling Drew and Liz probably a few months ago.
Yeah, they came up and played a cool little house show, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a song. Let's hear some banjo.
Sure, yeah. This is a tune called Maysville that a buddy in Duluth taught me, and it's a pretty old song. It's from Kentucky, and the story goes that it was written by tobacco farmers, and they would play it on the way back from market after selling their tobacco. So they'd play it, really slow and kind of sadly on a bad day at the market, or it could be played really fast and joyfully. So I'll play it slowly a couple times, and then we'll get it going. I'll show you how it sounds both ways.
Kentucky?
Yeah, that's...
Maysville?
That's the story I've heard. That's the thing about these old tunes is, you know, I learned them from somebody else who heard a story about this tune. And it's a big game of telephone, so you never really know. But
that's probably how it's been going back, you know, like you said, 75 years or so.
Yeah, totally. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's from Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a Maysville, Kentucky, a town that... But anyway, it seems to ring a bell.
That's good. Yeah. That's good for my story.
If you're joining us right now, we're speaking with Skylar Hawkins. He's playing some banjo for us. He's an intern at North House Folk School right now, and I'm joined by Carl Solander. I'm going to let you know that support for WTIP is supported or brought to you by Visit Cook County, providing tourism marketing efforts for Cook County with broad outreach beyond the borders. Information and listings for lodging, outdoor activities, and events throughout the area are available at visitcookcounty.com. And also by North House Folk School, celebrating 20 years of enriching lives, building community, and teaching traditional Northern craft. They're online at northhouse.org. And I saw earlier that, or just recently, you were on the playlist in Duluth with Kyle on a kind of an interesting sort of setting.
Yeah. So we played Homegrown. I think it was actually it was maybe 2 years ago that was actually filmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or I guess just not this year, but the year before. And we were playing on the trolley. So they enlist this trolley for Homegrown that just goes kind of back and forth from the west side of the city to the east side. And so we got to play on that. It was a really bumpy ride. The audience was changing every few blocks. So that was actually pretty interesting, but very bumpy roads in Duluth, if you never knew. So it posed an extra challenge. And they had us in a little while ago for a little interview and kind of to bolster that audio that they had. And it was a great time playing on the trolley. I'd definitely recommend it to anybody.
Now, I've actually never been down the Homegrown, so I don't really know what it's all like or where you're playing at or what the whole vibe is.
Yeah, so Homegrown's a really awesome week-long festival in Duluth. Carl, have you been to it?
Years ago. I know they play it in all sorts of venues all around the city. It goes on for a solid week. I saw the program this year. I wanted to go to your jug band festival too. What was that last month?
Yeah, so most music venues are involved in it, which is plenty in Duluth, and it's kind of just a random pick out of a hat which band plays where, which night, and it's pretty nonstop. Duluth is a different animal on Homegrown Week for sure. So,
what year was this for Homegrown? 10th or more than that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and the jug band's been on for a long time.
Yeah. Since before I was in Duluth.
Yeah. Who won that this year? Do you know?
I'm not sure who won this year. No.
Okay.
Not me.
That's always that amazing grace.
Yeah, down the bakery. Let's wait for this four-wheeler to pass by. Whatever's going on. And let's hear another banjo tune from Skylar.
Great. This is a tune called Over the Waterfall. And I think there's actually a band called Over the Waterfall, a fiddle band in Grand Marais. So
there is.
This one goes out to them.
Over the Waterfall.
How about that?
Yeah.
I bet Sue Miley knows that song.
Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She played it. Okay. Do you sing too? Sing, Skylar?
I have a song.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm much more interested in the instrumental, instrumental piece of it all. Yep. And yeah, and these tunes are usually, you know, when I play them, they're usually for dancers as well, at a square dance or a contra dance or something like that. So, it's kind of cool, you know. I love music that has vocals in it too, but I like how we're almost more background music at those events. And
I don't know if Over the Waterfall has a banjo player.
Oh,
I don't think they do. So that might be
nice.
A bit of a connection there. We're joined by Skylar Hawkins right now. He's playing some tunes for us. Me and Carl Solander here. Going to tell you that local programming on WTIP is supported by Crooked Spoon Cafe in downtown Grand Marais, serving appetizers, desserts, and drinks with a view of the harbor up in the Crooked Lookout rooftop bar with hours and a full menu online at crookedspooncafe.com. And also by the Cook County YMCA, working to strengthen community through youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Welcoming the community and visitors to learn more about Y programs and services at CookCountyYMCA.org. So something I've never, I actually don't know this, is there some sort of class or event at North House that promotes folk music or folk instruments or anything like that?
You know, as I was thinking about my final project at North House, I was thinking I should probably focus on that because I don't think there is much. And I don't think it's because North House isn't interested. It's just they've got a lot of programming going on already. But
I know Marco's done sing-alongs in the blacksmith shop.
But yeah, totally. Well, there was a contra dance just like a week and a half ago or so.
They had Elise, I think, organized a dance. I forgot who was up here for
it. Yeah, it was a super hot band called Northern Air from Minneapolis.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Really great caller named Bob Walser. And
that's great.
It was great.
Who was it, Bob who?
Bob Walser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a name you know, Carl?
Well, I think he plays in some groups, too. I don't know. But anyway, did you come up for that?
Yeah, well, I'm living at North House, so it was easy for me to catch it.
Oh, now what do you are an instructor now? Or
well, as an intern, you do a little teaching.
Okay.
And, you also get a budget to take a bunch of the classes there, too, and help with nonprofit administration a good bit, too. So
okay.
A little bit of everything, for sure. But a lot of great musicians come through there, and whether or not it's programmed, you know, I get to sit down with a lot of great fiddlers and musicians. And there were some Norwegian instructors up maybe just a couple weeks ago, and they broke out their fiddles every night and were playing these
really
awesome old Norwegian fiddle tunes from...
Wow.
They'd look at me and they'd say, okay, this next one's this is from my hometown. We've played it forever. And they'd play these beautiful, haunting old Norwegian fiddle tunes.
Was that for that timber framing thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So did they use the Hardinger fiddle? Or
they didn't have the Hardinger.
Oh,
no.
Hardinger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were asking if I played the fiddle. Do you play the fiddle?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The only thing I play is a turntable.
Hey.
When it comes to music.
Yeah.
But Will's a musician.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, The fiddle's been really tough, but I have a minstrel banjo too, which is fretless, and that's kind of given me a little practice.
Is that four strings then, or
still five strings?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's great. You got to play it in a totally different way than you'd play a fretted instrument, and it's a cool banjo. I almost brought it. I might have to bring it another time, but
yeah,
it's
we can definitely
got strings on
up.
It as well, and so
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping in. This has been really interesting and been some really great music.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Can we
You're
hear
going to be around all
what?
Summer?
I'll be here all summer.
Yeah.
At least till November. So.
Okay.
Well, if we hear some banjo in the air down by the shore, we know it's going to be you.
Come say hey. Yeah.
I will. Let's hear one more.
All right. This tune's called 5 Miles from Town.
5 miles from town. Thank you, Skylar.
Skylar, if you're around, Will and I are going to have an old-time banjo player on Thursday. What's the date of that?
That's going to be, I believe, the 6th of July.
6th of July. Andrew Norcross is coming up. Do you know he does timber framing down in Finland, Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. I do know Andrew. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Andrew's coming up with his partner, and he's going to, he played in a band out in North Carolina called Light and Hitch.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's going to be in with Will and I at 4 o'clock on that Thursday afternoon. You might want to come up and...
I would love to.
Yeah, yeah.
I was supposed to go play some tunes with them down in Finland, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to be around for that, absolutely. Right.
You're more than welcome to
He's
join.
A banjo maker, too, so make sure you bug him about that while he's here.
Awesome.
Make some... Will, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
You can get back to your gardening.
Well, I've got to go down and
wash
see
Dwayne
Nagy.
Yeah. It's good to meet you, Carl.
Yep, yep. Likewise.
Well, we're going to keep going here with kind of some more banjo stuff. Evergreen Grass Band going to be at the tavern tonight and tomorrow. This is a song by them. This is Backroad Stretches.